We were running a lot of police calls. Drunks at night.
That's pretty nasty. It's a nasty business doing that.
As Wayne El Paso Wrecking Head, President, whatever you call it, says, we deal with the scum of the earth. They're drunk, they fuss at you, they curse you, they do everything. When they take their car, and then when they come after it, you had no business taking my car, blah, blah, blah. And as long as you get an impound sheet from that police officer, it's yours, you take it to your yard, and when they produce, if the police allow it, they can put a hold on it. Ownership papers, title, registration receipt, that type of thing. Then they can pay for it and you can release it to them. I bought this from my brother. I was buying it from my brother, and he didn't give me the title, or he didn't give me, I haven't got it registered yet, or, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, if you tell him, well, you got to go get it registered before we can release it to you. Well, why not? I got this title. Yeah, but you haven't even got it registered in your name. This is just a signed title. You just bought it from this guy here, sold it to somebody. We don't know whether it was you or somebody else. Oh, Lord.
It's a lot of arguing.
People dealing with those type of people that don't understand that you're trying to protect them. They can be very, very hard to get along with.
Yeah, and if they did understand, maybe they wouldn't have been driving drunk in the first place.
Well, that's right. Like I say, you know, they say, well, we got the title. Mm-hmm. We got it here in our hand. Mm-hmm. But that title doesn't say that it's your car.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been signed by the seller. And they can't get that through their head.
Yeah.
And then running police calls in Sunland Park.
Yeah. Scary.
Well, that's beside the point. I've had armed officers on each side of my record going into a place to pick up a car.
Whoa.
Yeah, one on each side.
I wouldn't feel real safe even with that.
Well, they kept things cool, believe me. Of course, this was at night, and a rock comes floating over Bagage out of the dark, maybe, and hits the windshield or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Or you, while you're out there working, trying to hook it up. They're in riot gear.
What's with Sunland Park? What's the problem with Sunland Park? Why are the people there so strange?